Well, you're right. You got a point there. Let me do that another way.
Well, that's really not being fair because you used comparative. You said mushier, I believe.
Yeah. The sweet potato is of course sweeter than the Irish potato, and has a different color. How's that? Irish potatoes are generally used for baking potatoes, and fried potatoes. And sweet potatoes, you boil them or bake them, and they're a different color. The color is the thing that strikes me.
Notice that myself. This is different.
What?
An Irish potato and sweet potato.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh, moving right along. What about this thing that makes tears come to your eyes when you peel them, cut them?
Onions.
What about the kind that have the stalk on them? They're smaller.
Green onions.
And this stuff that, another vegetable you can fry, do you boil it? When you boil it, it gets a little slimy.
Okra does. Of course, now you know you got to, back to onions, you got ramps. You ever eaten ramps?
Mm-hmm.
They have a festival up in Cosby, Tennessee every May called the Ramp Festival. And people go out and they take their sacks with them and gather up these wild onions. Then they cook them up, have a ramp cookout.
That's all they eat?
Well, they eat meat with it, you know, but it's the most ungodly stench. They're stinkiest onions you've ever smelled. And they talk about crying. God damn, all you have to do is pull it out of the ground and your eyes are full of tears.
Well, you'd really be set up if you were cooking ramps, chitlins, and had a little scrapple on the side.
That's right. Or some wild boar meat. You could drive your neighbors off. Friends, enemies.
Shorten your life.
Yeah.
What about another vegetable that's usually yellow, it's got a crooked neck?
A squash.
And if you leave, say, an apple or something out in the sun, it'll dry up.
Shrivel.
What about leafy vegetables?
Well, lettuce and cabbage.
Okay. Well, you got one cabbage with two.
Two heads of cabbage.
That's one way of getting around it.
Two head of cabbages.
That was facetious, I think.
Yes, Mark Gloss facetious there.
Informant gives it straight. Informant might submit the transcription too. Okay, one cabbage, two
cabbages.
Okay, what if you were using a demonstrative adjective with this substantive in its plural form? You would say that
those cabbages are mighty fine looking.
All right. And another leafy vegetable besides cabbages?
Lettuce.
Okay, if you wanted me to go get some for you, you'd say go to the store and give me
a head of lettuce.
Have you ever heard the head used any other way as far as quantity of something goes?
Yeah.
Quantity.
Well, you got heads of kids, heads of children.
Okay.
I guess. And that's.
What about livestock?
Well, yeah, a head of cattle, and of course you wouldn't say it about horses, but cattle, yeah.
See, if a man in his family had seven boys and seven girls, talking about the quantity there, you'd say that he had a whole lot,
a humongous amount.
The pronunciation item that we want there
is whole bunch.